MTV Cast.
Hey, it's Peter calling in a couple miles out of route from Silver City. Got a couple hundred more feet of a headwind, and then I think I got a crosswind, which is like Christmas morning on this ride. Had a super unproductive night last night. The perfect ideal plan for me was if I can do it through the night to Silver City and hotel for depending how tired I was, 3 or 5 hours. And then hit the last section ideally I would be sleeping like in the middle of the day when it's the hottest and windiest. But you know, I'm feeling all good with that plan. And then I just get tired and I'm trying everything I can to stay up. I'm motivated to ride, but I'm falling asleep on the bike. So I kind of putzed around for an hour trying to snap out of it and deciding I want to pull over and sleep, and then no, I'll do a few more miles. And did that 2 or 3 times and eventually just succumbed to tiredness and pulled over and was maybe 35 miles before Beaverhead. And as well as having unproductive riding, my sleep was pretty unproductive. When I got there, it was pretty warm. Obviously, my body heat was going because I was riding, but it felt pretty warm out. So I was just going to lay in the dirt for 3 hours. And then I decided, I should probably get a full 5.5. And then I was like, might as well have my sleeping bag out just in case it gets cold. And then I accidentally pulled my sleeping mat out. And I'm like, I guess I might as well blow that up. And I'm glad I did because I was wearing every layer I had, including my puffy. I was in my sleeping bag. Granted, my sleeping pad is deflating every night, so it's not really doing much for the ground temperature, which is where most of it comes from, probably. But, yeah, it was just a cold, uncomfortable night. I think I laid there. I allotted myself 5.5 hours. But I think I was up and going after 4.5 or so. But I woke up 3 or 4 times in the middle of the night to inflate my mattress again and get it all tucked in and get somewhat warm. I feel like I spent half the time just awake. In cold. All right, I'm back. And I see the wind from that downhill. Not a good night. That day was just pretty brutal in general with the wind. And I wouldn't say I felt bad physically or mentally, but that wind was just ridiculous. I don't know. It was probably the hardest day. I don't know what I do, 125 miles. So that tells you something about it. And the next morning, you know, my plan was, since I'm not going to make it through this all-nighter, I'll get my full sleep and wake up and feel better. Of course, it's my crappy night. I woke up and I feel about exactly the same as I did when I went to bed. Very drowsy. And this has happened maybe 2 or 3 times throughout the ride so far. Usually like in the middle of the afternoon for an hour or two. But this was just immediate and not a good sign. And it was pretty cold in the morning as well. I still had all my layers on for a good 30 minutes. And once things started warming up, felt a little better. I hate riding in layers. I don't know. I think I ride lower in layers compared to other people a bit when I'm in layers. I just feel restricted. Layers were off. Felt a little bit better. Still a little drowsy. But eventually, I was just tired, not really falling asleep on the bike. I will say that morning, or this morning, fantastic for wildlife. I saw a herd of maybe 50, 60 elk. That area, like 30 miles before Beaver Head, always packed with elk. So that was sweet. I saw, I think, a coyote and 2 little babies. Lots of cows, obviously. And then I saw another herd of no kidding, like 100 elk. I got a video of it. And they started doing their little cries they do. It was pretty cool. I mean, these are huge herds. It was pretty awesome. So that helped get me through the crappy morning. Made it to Beaver Head a little faster than expected. I guess I just expect the section after Pine Town to be really slow, but I guess it's moderate speed until you get into the Gila. I asked the guy if he had any intel on the black, I think it's Black Canyon campgrounds. It's like 30 miles up the road from Beaverhead, where there's a little creek. Not much of a creek, but at least it's moving. So I like to get water there, or else it's a huge stretch from Beaverhead to Silver City. They weren't sure. I think they were pretty busy with fires, so no one had any intel on that. So I just stocked up on as much as I could. I figured if I rationed that amount that I would make it to Silver City. Might not be pretty, but I could make it. And then if there was water there, then I'd just restock up and I'd be golden. Luckily there was, the creek there was moving a little bit, which was enough for me. And let me tell you, I nailed my hydration and food for that section from Pinetown to Silver City. I think that's the crux of the course as far as resupply logistics. It's like 178 miles, There's two water spots and no food. And it's hot and the sun's beating down on you. And I took my last sip of water rolling down the last 3 miles into Silver City. And I had one peanut butter jelly sandwich left as I rolled into Silver City. Honestly, I was a tiny bit hungry, but after eating 9 other ones, I just couldn't do it. So I figured I'd just be a little hungry for the last 30 minutes rather than eat another one. Yeah, the people at Pytown must think I was crazy. 10 giant peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, 2 giant turkey rolls, like 3 turtle chocolate cake little things, 4 other little desserts, piece of pie. And I asked if other people got that much, and they said, not really. Easy to eat a pizza or two and then take a little bit with them. I don't know how people are doing that stretch on so little food. But I nailed it, so I'm happy about that. So back to my sleepy morning. Once I got past Beaverhead, and oh, by the way, that's one of the water spots. You gotta get there and then plus or minus up the creek if it's got some water. So past Beaverhead, you start to get back into the last bit of steep climbing. And the first few climbs weren't feeling very good, still tired. And then working up the first climb after Wall Lake, I just started clicking a little bit and just got in the groove and felt good. I did notice I wasn't eating a ton the night before in the morning. And I did start to shove some more food down, so maybe that was it. It is getting a little bit to eat. Not terrible, but it's only enjoyable about half of the time now. Half the time is like a chore. So yeah, felt good. That after the first part of the heel, I started to feel good. And then got that boost of the water at the Canyon campground. Made me feel better. Because I was kind of semi-rationing up to that point just in case. But then I drank pretty much as I wanted. And then rolled into the PO campground. Unloaded a ton of trash that I had been carrying around. No joke, it might have been like, yeah, probably, well, I guess a pound of trash is probably a joke. Maybe half a pound. That's not quite as funny. And then I saw, damn, Chris, who I saw a couple of nights ago in Grant, and we talked a little bit about how tough of a stretch it is for water and food, and he didn't quite nail it, but he got through it. He had a little bit of dehydration. So we discussed our plans for the day. He actually had a very similar experience yesterday with sleepiness and how he wanted to go through the night as well. And I said, if yesterday was any indication, that I'd be getting sleepy when I got to Silver City and get in a hotel for a couple hours. But it's still fine, so rolling on through. She asked if I wanted to ride to Silver City with them, and I would be fine with that, but I was just kind of in the groove, and I said he could tag along if he wanted to, but I wasn't really going to speed up or slow down and hang with them just because doing my thing, you know? I think our paces were a little bit different through the CDP. Speaking of which, man, what a change of pace. A great change of pace. I love sitting track. It's just like, I was thinking, how did is it Povedera or Ponderosa Mesa, the big one between Abiquiu and Cuba? Thinking, how did that go by so quick? And then thinking about it, it's just there's stuff you have to think about more than pedal, pedal, pedal. There's rocks and there's line choice. Same exact thing for a CDT. Plus, I love single track. I mean, looking at the elevation thing, I thought it was going to be a major climb. But it went by like nothing. And it felt like it was flat half the time. So, yeah. It's a great little section. Sorry, a little windy. I was also really enjoying the slab downhills. Those are super fun too. I guess anything that makes you think a little bit more than just pedaling. I guess that's the mountain biker in me. So anyway, finished that up. Cruised up to Pinos Altos. And down into Silver City. I think I'm a couple miles from the top of that. Long outside of Silver City before everything becomes fairly flat. It's still pretty warm, but I can feel it's cooling down significantly. So excited for that. Another night of hopefully great sunset riding. A little bit of a cross headwind, but very mild, especially by yesterday standards, so A-okay with me. Should settle down even more through the night. Plan is to make it all the way. I could be tired in 10 minutes. Who knows? Maybe take a little nap. Maybe something through. Who knows? Got some ice cream sandwiches. I forgot to get them the last couple times. I've been missing them, and they're starting to melt, so I gotta go. See ya.